IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A large area around LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York was evacuated after a suspicious device was found in a rental car. Eileen LaPalmer reports.
The entire bomb scare centers around a Dodge Caravan that should have been returned to the National Car Rental Agency across from LaGuardia Airport a week ago. Instead, it was abandoned several dozen blocks away. Police say workers from National went to recover it and called 911 when they saw a suspicious device on the car seat.
The bomb squad determined that it was a hoax-type device. What was found was flares with some sort of timing device attached to it.
At the height of the scare, several city blocks around the car agency were shut down, although air traffic was never stopped at LaGuardia. At LaGuardia Airport, Eileen LaPalmer, New York.
Doctors at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville are prepared to operate on a four-month-old Iraqi baby who's suffering from a potentially fatal birth defect. Ahmad Mohammed suffers from spina bifida. It's a serious neurological birth defect in which his spine failed to close during fetal development. If not treated soon, the baby's at a high risk for a fatal infection. Most babies born with this condition are treated at birth. However, baby Ahmad has been unable to receive proper care in Iraq since his birth shortly before the start of the war.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The world's largest 10K road race gets underway along Atlanta's famed Peachtree Street tomorrow morning. Some 55,000 runners will participate in the running of the Peachtree Road Race. Tomorrow's event is a far cry from the 1960s when people who ran for exercise were viewed as amusing eccentrics. The inaugural race in 1970 was a modest event organized by founder and race director Tim Singleton, who put on the race himself with a handful of volunteers. Now it takes 500 volunteers just to organize the start of the 6.2-mile-long race. Approximately 500,000 paper cups and 65,000 bottles of water will be distributed during the race. It's estimated that runners will burn 34 million calories running the course. Norfolk-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says animal shelters nationwide report an increased number of lost pets after July 4th fireworks displays. They say many of the animals panicked and jumped over fences, broke chains, or even surged through plate glass windows to get away from fireworks sounds that frightened them. PETA says many animals are reunited with their owners, but others are never found. Some even suffer serious injury or death in their escape efforts.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
U.S. regulators want to save you money when it comes to buying wine. A new report by the Federal Trade Commission backs the lifting of state laws banning online wine sales. Officials say consumers could save up to 21% and choose from a greater variety if they were allowed to buy wines over the Internet. The report also says the laws are bad for business, hurting competition, and costing wine lovers excess dollars. It's currently illegal in 26 states to sell wine across state lines. State officials say they fear the liquor will be given to minors, but the FTC believes less restrictive measures can keep minors from getting their hands on liquor. They suggest verifying the buyer's age and obtaining an adult signature before delivering the wine. A down day on Wall Street ended a negative week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points to finish at 90.70. The Nasdaq was down 15 points to 16.63. The broader S&P 500 lost 8 points to end the week at 9.85. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Anti-lock brakes, seat belts, and airbags. All ounces of prevention safety that equip today's cars. But when we come back, I'll tell you where there's a pound of cure, just in case you need it.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Today's technology-equipped cars are designed to prevent accidents. But when they happen, it's technology again, this time to the rescue. 1,000 cars in upstate New York are testing automated collision notification. This system uses in-vehicle sensors to detect a crash and then employs a satellite and cellular phone system to relate the severity and location of the accident directly to 911. After receiving this information, the operator then opens a voice line and dispatches emergency assistance. Wow, that sounds like 2 pounds of cure to me. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
Hey, happy Independence Day Eve.
Sort of.
7 past the hour. Good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. A program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. The phone number, 800-TALK-YES. I don't listen to radio. I listen to NPR. I listen to Terry Gross, Fresh Air. I listen to All Things Considered and sometimes Early Edition. But Kathy listens. She tells me that almost every right-wing talk host, that's every radio talk host, is having a so-called freedom concert this weekend. And not that it matters anymore, but, you know, I wonder sometimes if liberals, progressives, Democrats, you know, real human beings, not scum suckers like conservatives, Republicans, but real human beings, if they are not tired of being branded unpatriotic. Because we don't necessarily believe that the best thing to do is issue a preemptive war against and that sort of stuff. Because we disagree with this criminal administration, because we don't like the USA Patriot Act, and so on and so forth. So, you know, peace is patriotic. Matter of fact, it is the most patriotic state of existence, is peace, real peace. Anyway, I'm kind of sick of it, the branding and so on and so forth. The right wing think that they have a lock on patriotism, which they do not. They don't understand patriotism. They have brutalized the term, just like they brutalized the term Christianity. You know, they've hammered more nails into Christ's skull than, any gang of atheists could do. They've also hammered nails into the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Old Glory. Haven't they destroyed the word patriot? Oh, my God. Anyway, so what we're going to do is have our own little patriotic concert on tonight's program. All the bumper music, I believe Kathy's got it all set up, will all be patriotic music. And then at the end of the program, which will be roughly midnight Eastern time, 10 o'clock if you're listening in Santa Fe, 9 o'clock if you're listening on the West Coast. But at the end of the program, we have a sing-along that we invite you to participate in. So, see? Exciting. Now, tomorrow night, we're not going to be here. We're not working. I do not work on the 4th of July. I'm too much of a patriot. Actually, I like to go watch the fireworks. And it is an official holiday with this network. So, some kind of a rebroadcast tomorrow. Right? So feel free to call up and share your favorite patriotic readings if they are brief. Thank you. Locke, Payne, Madison, Jefferson, Franklin, anybody you want to. But keep them brief. Or you might want to quote a Supreme Court ruling. We are watching this country spiral away from freedom, of course, away from liberty, and into the clutches of real corporatist fascism. And like we've been talking about this week, I think a couple of times, we can survive under fascism. Of all the forms of totalitarian or authoritarian forms of government, everything from monarchy to communism, fascism, theocracy, I would imagine that fascism is probably the easiest one under which to live. Right? As long as you don't challenge your government, as long as you don't try to get out of the matrix, as long as you stay there and just go ahead and run your business, go to work, whatever, put up with unemployment, put up with piss poor health care for the rest of your life and your children's lives, you can get by, you can patch things together somehow. So since we are drifting towards fascism, and the majority of Americans seem to not really be too concerned about that, we are going to celebrate freedom on the program tonight with music and song and dance. And we've got some jugglers coming in. So if you have a favorite brief reading regarding liberty, freedom, the American way, join us. Unless you're one of these right-wing pigs. If you're Republican of any stripe, go away. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who sent me this? T sent this to me. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator 3, Arnie. Arnold is heading for the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, to entertain the troops. Have you heard about this? I don't know if he's going or if the movie's going, but they're sending this movie, and probably him, over there. It's his new multi-million dollar kill fest flick, T says. T writes, Is there some type of sad irony to showing troops who have to police a godforsaken rock in 125 degrees heat, get shot at, grenaded, blasted by landmines, and so forth? So you go over and show them a totally vacant popcorn flick with killing galore? Oh, that's right. This is Bush's America, and Arnold is a Republican. Killing? Bring them on. Fascist administrations, T writes, always try to get a lot of mileage out of the cult of death. This administration is outdoing itself by creating its own death. Yeah, that's the only... of course, any authoritarian or totalitarian government uses death the way some of us use underwear. You know, it's just something that you do. You know, you put on underwear most of the time. Totalitarians kill most of the time. Who's this from? Red Herring. Hey, from Red Herring. At 9 o'clock this morning, Red Herring writes, the lead story on CNN.com was about 10 wounded soldiers, U.S. soldiers, in Iraq a day after Bush announced, bring them on. By 10 o'clock, this lead link had been replaced with the $25 million reward for Saddam. There was also a secondary link to the story about the rising unemployment rate. Other major news sites were the same way. The worst part about CNN is the link about the soldiers completely disappeared from the homepage. Now, this isn't that surprising, Red Herring writes, but I think the question that really needs to be asked is why the administration, which was apparently doing everything to get Saddam, waited almost 2 months to release a reward for his capture. Isn't it convenient that they thought this reward up the same day that these two very damaging stories came up? Well, yeah, I take your word for it, Red Herring. I refuse utterly and absolutely to watch more than 5 minutes of any of these cable news channels. Interesting letter to the editor in the New York Times this morning from Benjamin Ferenczi. I guess you pronounce it Ferenczi, F-E-R-E-N-C-Z. What makes it interesting is that Benjamin Ferenczi was a prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crimes trials in Germany 50-some years ago. It was more like 60 years ago, right? He was a prosecutor. Here's what he wrote to the New York Times. Just a letter to the editor, that's all. Not an op-ed piece, just a letter. It's regarding the news article from yesterday that the Bush administration is suspending aid to 35 countries that support the new international court. We never got to that the other night, but this is how the Bush crime family strikes back. If you support the International Criminal Court and you are a country, Bush will screw with you any way that he can, withhold military aid, which is not a bad idea, withhold economic aid, withhold medical aid, withhold, you know, all sorts of things, foreign aid. So we're doing it to 35 countries because these countries, support International Criminal Court. Now, this is what one of the former prosecutors at the Nuremberg war crimes trials says. This administration has taken every conceivable step to undermine the International Criminal Court. Insisting upon immunity for all Americans repudiates the principle of equal respect for the rule of law that we espoused at Nuremberg. The contention that, quote, there could be politically motivated charges against American citizens, end quote, is specious. The tribunal would reject unfounded charges. And every country has priority to try its own citizens. Additionally, independent judges are supervised by 90 countries, including America's staunchest allies. The court's jurisdiction is restricted to offenses of concern to the international community as a whole, like crimes against humanity. The rules guarantee fair trials. No other country has expressed similar concerns. What is this administration afraid of? Now, that's pretty heavy duty, isn't it? That was written by Benjamin Ferenczi, who is a former prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crimes trials. On NPR today, I was listening to All Things Considered, and they had some right-wing economist on. And the host of the program was talking about the jobless rate that today hit a 9-year high, 6.4%. Spiked up. Even the right-wingers didn't expect, or the liberals didn't expect this much of a spike. I guess it's time for another multi-trillion dollar tax cut, right? Anyway, 9-year high, 6.4%. So they had this guy on NPR, and the news anchor was questioning him about this surprise. Some economists had predicted 6.1, 6.2, but not 6.4. So the anchor said, well, where'd the losses come from? And the expert says, well, mostly from the manufacturing sector, where another 30,000 jobs were lost, you know, in the factory, manufacturing sector. And the expert said, in answer to a question, that's where further cuts are going to come. So the anchor said, well, what should the average industrial worker, you know, factory worker, manufacturing worker, what should he do? Or she? And the expert said, well, a couple of things. First of all, if you can, and, you know, if you're unemployed or you think you're going to be unemployed, get back in school. What? Now, how's that going to happen? Get back in school or update your resume. What? A factory? Look, I've worked in factories. I've worked in fast food joints. I've done telemarketing. What else have I done, Kathy? And you don't have a resume. Honest to Christ, you don't. I don't know what this guy's thinking about, but you really don't have a resume when you work the line at Ford Motor or you work the line at Westinghouse or a place like that. You really don't have a resume. So the advice to the thousands. Oh, and by the way, nearly a million people have been added to the jobless rolls in the past 3 months. Past 3 months. So what's the advice if you're out of work and you worked in manufacturing, you worked in a factory? Update your resume.
Down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Nobody gonna keep me from marching down freedom's road. Ought to be plain as the nose on your face. There's room in this land for every race. Some folk think that freedom just ain't right. Those are the very people I want to fight. That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching.
marching down Freedom's Road.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Robin's voice is in there somewhere.
It's a grand old flag.
Our patriotic 4th of July Eve program continues. Where were we? At the jobless rate. That's right. Nearly a million people have been added to the jobless rolls in the past 3 months. The unemployment rate now is 6.4%, 9-year high. Let's see. That would be all the way back to 94. That was right after Bill Clinton inherited the mess that Pappy Bush handed off. Interesting some of the commentators who are making observations about this unemployment situation say that the poor economy and swelling unemployment could pose problems for Bush next year in his reelection bid. Isn't that secondary or way down the list? Isn't the primary concern here millions of America? What is it now? 9 million people who want to work cannot find work in this country. Isn't that what it is now? What was it? What did Bush, too stupid to be president, what kind of unemployment rate was he handed, Kathy? 3.8, 3.9, something like that from the Clinton administration? So anyway, the right-wing expert on All Things Considered this afternoon, I think that's where I heard it, said, well, yes, a lot of these job losses, these 30,000 jobs that were lost in June, you know, for the fifth straight month, heavy losses, most of them occurred in the manufacturing sector. You know, your blue-collar factory jobs, and it's probably going to get even worse there. And what's his name on NPR? Said, "Well, you know, what should workers do? Well, update your resume and go to school. Yeah, okay, go to school. Forget your house payment, your car payment. You know, your kid in college or high school or several kids in high school. Or, you know, forget. Go to school and update your resume." How out of touch with working class Americans are so many of these people? I mean, Jesus, update your resume. Yeah, okay. That. So the verdict is in, truth seekers. The verdict is in. Bush's multi-trillion dollar. Actually, it's Republicans. It's not just Bush. Bush is, you know, to hell with Bush. The Republican right-wing thuggish Republican multi-trillion dollar failed economic policy has become one of the greatest disasters for working Americans in how long? Some people are starting to compare George W. Bush to Herbert Hoover. Well, it's not that bad yet. But it appears it's going to get that way, doesn't it? Now, what is too stupid to be president, too stupid to be anything have to say about this? Well, he's concerned, according to Ari Fleischer. That's the word, concerned.
U.S. President George W. Bush is concerned about the rise in unemployment, but believes that the recently approved tax cut will help revive the ailing economy, the White House said. Spokesman Ari Fleischer said, quote, the president notes the increased unemployment. The president continues to be concerned about any American who's looking for work and is unable to find it, end quote.
Now, the thing about these employment numbers, they're not true. The unemployed figure in this country is way, way, way above 6.4. Let me give you an example of how they cook the figures. May's report from the Department of Labor was downwardly revised. The original report said 17,000 people lost their jobs in May. Actually, it's 70,000. 70,000. That's according to little news item I have in front of me here. So they not only do they lie, not only are they screwing up the economy and the country and everything, but they lie about it too. So anyway, Bush concerned about U.S. jobless? My ass.
I need my conscience to keep watch over me, to protect me from myself, so I can wear honesty like a crown on my head when I walk into the promised land. We've been too long American dreaming. I think we've all.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Striking employees of New Jersey's Oyster Creek Power Plant have blown the whistle on what they say are serious safety problems at the nuclear facility. This week, Local 1289 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers released internal documents detailing problems at the plant's radiation detection systems, along with its fire protection systems and its radioactive waste unit. Plant managers have downplayed the significance of the memos, questioning instead the timing of the union's release of the documents. But workers say such safety concerns are one of the primary reasons for their walkout, which has now entered its sixth week.
A wildcat strike of prison cooks at a medium security correctional facility in Colorado has led to a lockdown in part of the prison. The cooks, who are inmates themselves, notified prison guards at the Sterling Correctional Facility on Tuesday that they wouldn't be serving meals in protest of a cut in their wages, which went into effect with the start of the new fiscal year on Wednesday. Inmate workers used to receive up to $2 a day for their labor. They will now make 60 cents. The guards are trying to pin down the strike organizers, who, if caught, could be placed in segregated cells or transferred to a maximum security prison as punishment.
A massive strike of more than 1 million government employees brought life as usual in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu to a screeching halt this week with no end in sight. Unions representing public workers in the southern Indian province called the walkouts after government ministers unexpectedly slashed pensions and other employee benefits. Government officials say a budget crisis necessitated the cuts. They've invoked India's Essential Services Maintenance Act, which allows the government to arrest, imprison, fine, and fire striking public employees. Already more than 100 strike leaders have been rounded up.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Seal. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal Jack. Questions Zebra. From A to Z. Iguana. Sunday nights Cuda on Mundi. IE America Minx. Radio Narwhal. Network.
Ostrich. Right,
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bats.
Zebra.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Talk radio right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Happy 4th of July Eve. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Anybody out there tonight? I guess not. Everybody's on the road. Mark Marshall is calling, our webmaster calling, and also our upstate New York bureau chief. Hey, Mark.
Hey there. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. I just wanted to talk about what you were just talking about with the unemployment figure today, and but you have it all wrong.
Oh, yeah?
I was listening to NPR too, and I heard it a little bit later, and they had a representative on from the Labor Department.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, what's really happening is, you know, for a really long time, there's been a large amount of people who've been out of work. I mean, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 600,000. And one of the reasons why the numbers went up is because those 600,000 are people who originally decided to take themselves out of the work roles entirely for lack of being able to get a job.
Right.
And now they've decided to re-enter the jobless force, actually going out and looking for jobs. So this is actually a really good indicator for the economy, which means things are going to pick up now. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there needs to be another tax cut for the wealthy. We're almost there. Two or three more multi-trillion-dollar tax cuts for the wealthy, and we'll be there.
But, I mean, this person actually said this
I
on
know.
The news.
I...
And I'm looking at the radio going, are you really expecting anybody to believe what you just said?
And
it
see,
was the
and,
worst case of spin I've heard in a couple of years.
And NPR, don't forget, is the liberal talk network in this country.
That's true. And to be fair to them, it wasn't an NPR representative. It was a news report, but still.
Right. But
I was just...
But did they come back and rip the report to pieces?
No, of course not.
No, of course not.
No. So. In other news today...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're right. I've heard that one before. Yes, indeed.
Have yourself a great weekend, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. I just got an email from Robert St. Denis in Taiwan, Republic of Korea. No, Republic of China. Come on, Mike. From Taiwan, Republic of China. And he sent me a Langston Hughes poem. So let's do it. This is very timely for the 4th of July. It's entitled Let America Be America Again. All right? Thanks, Robert. All right, here we go. Sit back. Langston Hughes. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great, strong land of love where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath. But opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me. No freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? Well, I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery's scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog-eat-dog, of mighty crush the weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, or grab the land. Of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker sold to the machine. I am the Negro servant to you all. I am the people hungry, humble, mean, hungry yet today despite the dream. Beaten yet today, oh pioneers, I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true that even yet its mighty daring sings in every brick and stone and every furrow turned. That's made America the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and Poland's plain and England's grassy lea, and torn from black Africa's strand, I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today, the millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed and all the songs we've sung and all the hopes we've held and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, and yet must be. The land where every man is free. The land that's mine, the poor man's, the Indians, the Negroes, me. Who made America. Whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must take back our land again, America. Oh, yes. I say it plain. America never was America to me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains and the endless plain. All the stretch of these great green states, and make America again. Whew. That's some strong, strong stuff. Langston Hughes. Thank you, Robert St. Denis, who sent this from Taiwan, Republic of China. Well, Bush got his wish fulfillment, didn't he? What did he say the other day? Bring him on? So they brought him on. How many Americans were gunned down today? 10? Not killed. At least not officially killed. Bring him on. Bring him on. 10 U.S. soldiers shot. Hey, we can kick ass. Hey, we don't care. Bring him on. We can handle anything. We'll hunt him down. We'll smoke him out. I don't know if he's in the cave with the door open or cave with the door shut. You know, out west, we had a poster used to say, wanted, dead or alive. Bring him on. Smoke him out. Shoot him. Come on. Bring him on. They brought him on. They brought him on today. They brought him on today, folks. They brought him on in Iraq. And I like the way Dana Milbank, writing for the Washington Post, the way he puts it. President Bush yesterday delivered a colloquial taunt? Colloquial taunt? To militants who have been attacking U.S. troops in Iraq, saying, bring them on! And asserting that the forces in Iraq are plenty tough to deal with the threat. The colorful challenge by Bush. That's how Dana... Now, you know, I thought Dana Milbank... I don't know. I thought he was one of the more rational journalists. But colorful challenge? Colloquial taunt? How about stupid-ass, dangerously provocative statement? How about that, Dana? Doesn't that fit better than colloquial taunt or colorful challenge? Whatever you want to call it, if you want to go with the Washington Post and call it a colloquial taunt or a colorful challenge, or if you want to get down and funky and call it what I call it, a goddamn insult to the dead Americans. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Kathy. An insult to Americans who have died in this country. And this thug gets out there and says, bring him on. Bring him on. Excuse my language. Sorry. File an FCC complaint. If you don't like it. That happens occasionally, especially around this topic. This guy sits there, Bush, sits there and says, bring him on. And it's brought on, and 10 more Americans get shot, attacked, blown up. None of them are dead. At least that's the official report. Bring him on. Bring him on. We're plenty tough. Bring him on. Wanted dead or alive. You know what I learned in Vietnam? I'll tell you what I learned in Vietnam. I learned in Vietnam you can't fight a guerrilla warfare with conventional forces. That's what I learned in Vietnam over there in Alabama. Have I mentioned yet that I hate this guy? I haven't? Okay. I really, really do. King David is calling all the way from Woodstock Nation. Hey, David?
Yeah, hello.
Or the Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. Sorry, I left that part off.
Pardon?
I left that part off. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, don't worry about it. You know, I do have to say, I was by the funniest thing that I saw on television all week. It was a rerun on Buchanan and Press.
Yeah.
When Eric Alterman actually had the courage to remind Bill Press his real reason for being on that show was as Pat Buchanan's punching bag.
Who said that now?
Eric Alterman told him that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a rerun. It was the first time I saw it, but it was obviously a rerun because Buchanan was on the clip, and Buchanan's off this week.
Did Press get all red in the face like he always does when
and started sulking and
did he? Yeah.
And under his breath you could hear him tell Alderman go to sleep.
Bill Press is really a sulker, isn't he? I'm always surprised when he doesn't immediately just jam his thumb in his mouth. now, which is not to say that I don't like the guy. I mean, I do. I you know, he makes some good points sometimes. I mean, he's certainly no Paul McGalla. He's certainly no Raging Cajun. He is who he is. But I always get the impression that Press is about, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds away from stuffing his thumb in his mouth and start twisting his hair. You know, and with his eyes down, mumbling around his thumb, leave me alone, quit picking on me.
Yeah,
I just get that impression from Press.
Which is probably what Buchanan's waiting on. That's why he, you know, does the show with him. You know.
Oh, yeah, Buchanan is just an Irish street thug. I mean, that's all he is. He's just, and I can say that because I've got enough Irish in me. And I know Pat Buchanan type. You know, he's the type that would, stroll around in a gang of 6 or 7 looking for Protestants to beat the hell out of him. You know, I mean, that's what Pat Buchanan is. He's and fine, but he is he's a street thug.
He was also a fairly good joke writer for Agnew.
Yeah, between Buchanan and William Sapphire, boy, I'll tell you, Nixon and Agnew, they had two people who really knew how to... how to use the language, didn't they?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
In any event, I do have a patriotic quote.
Well, let her rip, David.
And this is actually, this dates from VE Day.
All right.
8th of May, 1945.
Okay.
And the recording of it was in a broadcast that was on all four of the major radio networks in the United States.
Okay.
There's a recording of it available. Trying to track it down, anybody, if you've never heard this thing before, the title is On a Note of Triumph. It was written by the great Norman Corwin. We've learned that if you turn the other cheek to a Nazi, you get your head blown off. We've learned that a newspaper with a big circulation in Detroit can lie with a straight face 5 days a week, 7 days a week, excuse me, and be as filthy and fascist as a handout in Berlin. And we've learned that those most concerned with saving the world from communism usually turn up making it safe for fascism. And, of course, you know, for his troubles in this broadcast and other great wartime programs,
mm-hmm.
Norman Corwin was put on the blacklist.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He was.
I'm sure he was. That's great. I do not have a clue as to who Norman Corwin was.
Seriously?
I don't. I'm sorry, David. You're the radio expert, not me.
Well, I was going to say, I was probably going to send you some CDs of some of his stuff, but then again, are you going to have the same problem at the post office?
No. I'll take anything you want to send, but I just don't know the man's name. Don't forget, I didn't get into radio until I was in my mid-40s, about 15 years ago. I was a radio listener, but I don't know some of the, I know the radio entertainers, you know, the Fred Allens and the George Burns and Gracie Allen and One Man's Family, you know, all that kind of stuff, but I don't know who this Corwin guy is.
And
he was a news reporter?
He was he wrote programs which were a combination of drama and poetry.
Uh-huh.
For CBS.
Oh, okay.
And occasionally he would do programs which were broadcast on the other networks as well. And this was one that was broadcast on all four major networks at the time, ABC, NBC, CBS and Mutual.
Right.
I almost said Dumont there for a second.
Well, that they were out there too. Now, I'm sure I've heard this guy. I just didn't know his name because my parents, they had an old floor model radio like those ones where you see where people gather around to listen to Roosevelt. They had one of those. And
one of the old cathedral types.
Yeah. There you go. And when I was a kid growing up, you know, it was on all the time. And I'm sure I've heard this guy. It's just the name. Now you've educated me, and you've educated a lot of people who were tuned in, didn't know who in the hell. What's his first name, Corwin's first name?
Norman Corwin.
Norman Corwin.
And Studs Terkel refers to him as Radio's Bard.
Well, there you go.
I know
Studs Terkel real well.
Oh, I know that.
I've hung out with him. But Corwin, I'm sorry. Thanks for the education, David.
Well, I'm
that's great.
I'll send you some of the material.
Please do. You learn something every day in talk radio. Thanks, David.
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With his colors flying high and his gun in hand, volunteered to fight and die in a foreign land. Just another minor chord in a worn-out song. Freedom's child.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Ban ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Ban ji la.
You know everything.
Xie xie.
I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Doolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain mountains.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
Above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed his...
It's about four before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. If you've got anything patriotic to say, impeach Bush! That's patriotic. Robert is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
You are. Always.
Man. Well, I just recently, when I was calling on the phone, I just punched up the Salon.com website, and I came up on this article by Steve Burgess talking about why the U.S. should invade Canada now. And, you know, and it's because of their passive-aggressive, nature. And
yeah, plus they have, their budget is in the black ink and in the plus side. Their unemployment ain't bad. They've got pretty good health insurance. They're managing their economy. They're managing their foreign relations. They're managing whatever internal strife. Yeah, I guess that's reason enough to hate them, for America to hate them.
Like they said in South Park, blame Canada.
There you go.
But real quick, I really do appreciate you reading the works of Langston Hughes.
That's a great poem.
Yeah, I'm a poet myself, and I really don't read other poets because I don't want to get distracted on the work that I do, but after hearing that poem, it really shows you how a lot of these people, specifically, you know, the conservatives in this country who yell talking about freedom and you're free to do whatever you want, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
They don't have a clue.
You know what I'm saying? And it's time for us, you know, all people, you know, regardless of what your affiliation is, who really care about freedom, to really listen to people like Langston Hughes and that other the other guy that the last caller mentioned, you know, to really listen to their work and get a true, honest definition of what freedom is, you know, because if we don't, then we're going to let the rest of these fools, you know, the Bush dummy, you know, talking about, you know, bring him on. Reminds me of the damn cheerleading movie, Bring It On.
What is that? Bring him on. Well, they can bring him on. You know, we'll kill him. We'll be, oh, God, it's just so sick.
It is.
So sick.
Anyway, have a good, happy 4th.
Thanks, Robert.
Are you going to be here next tomorrow?
No, sir. Taking the day off. Going to be a rerun. We'll be back Monday.
All right. Have fun, man.
Thank you, sir. You too. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
I love this land. God bless the U.S.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Who says Mike?
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. Things may be heating up for the owner of a Missouri-based fireworks manufacturer linked to yesterday's deadly explosion on a Florida beach that left five people dead. Lee County, Florida, Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Michael Mashmeyer refused to confirm whether Susan Harvey, owner of the Sunset Fireworks Company, is suspected of any type of crime.
The owner is now being interviewed by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. She does have counsel with her.
Mashmeyer says recovery workers still have not collected the remains from three of the victims. A sixth person identified as Juanita Combs is hospitalized in good condition and is expected to be released soon. Mashmeyer says the cause of the huge explosion has not yet been determined and may never be known. Dallas doctor Daniel Maynard, who currently is under investigation for the deaths of at least 15 patients, has been sued by five of the families who recently lost loved ones. Maynard came under investigation after authorities received complaints by family members of patients who died from drug overdoses. Dallas attorney Linda Turley, who represents the family of one of the patients, Christopher Beatty, says Dr. Maynard overprescribed and failed to properly manage dangerous medications for Chris that contributed to the cause of his death. Maynard, a doctor of osteopathy, temporarily lost his medical license last month. Maynard is also under investigation for defrauding the Medicare and Medicaid systems by charging for medical services he never performed.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
America is a little bit bigger today after nearly 400 men and women from 69 different nations took the citizenship oath during ceremonies at Walt Disney World's Epcot theme park outside Orlando. Ruben Orozco came to America from Colombia. The former U.S. Marine says a recent tragedy inspired him to get his citizenship.
I felt compelled after 9/11, you know, with all the terrorist action going on, and I thought, you know, what better time than to do it now.
During this 4th of July week, nearly 10,000 new citizens will be naturalized at ceremonies all across the country. No more Diamondique or sports collectibles for Philadelphia-based Comcast Corporation. The company has decided to sell its stake in the suburban Philadelphia cable shopping network QVC for approximately $7.9 billion to Liberty Media Corporation. Under the deal, Liberty may decide to pay the purchase price in a combination of cash and or a three-year senior unsecured note and by issuing Liberty Common Stock. The transaction is subject to regulatory review. Comcast expects the deal to be completed by the end of the year.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Several U.S. senators have returned from a fact-finding mission in Iraq. Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, says David Kaye, a former United Nations weapons inspector, is working on finding Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.
I'd like to get Dr. Kaye back here on, you know, Meet the Press and other public TV shows to fully explain exactly how this works. You don't find the full puzzle. You find the pieces of the puzzle, you put it together, you figure out could they have put it together and reconstituted and used it on an immediate basis.
Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says the U.S. must reach out to other countries to help in Iraq. A down day on Wall Street ended a negative week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points to finish at 90.70. The Nasdaq was down 15 points to 16.63. The broader S&P 500 lost 8 points to end the week at 9.85. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
Grainex now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Grainex car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Grainex windshield treatment repels water, Grainex's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Grainex's new line of car wax. Grainex, protection you can see.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Grainex Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Seven and a half past the hour, almost eight past the hour. That of course, is fanfare for the common man, which, generic man, and that includes all of us. Speaking of the common person, feel free to call up and share your favorite patriotic, if you got a patriotic reading. Just keep it brief, all right? But it also raises a question, who's your favorite patriot today? Is it Dennis Kucinich? Howard Dean, Robert Byrd, Will Pitt. I think, you know my feelings about Kucinich. And I think some of the things that that he said in his prayer for America to be some of the most patriotic writings or rhetoric I think I've ever heard. This was in February of last year, February of 2002, and he was there. We're going to play a little bit for you. He was there as a guest to the Southern California Americans for Democratic Action. This first one, very quick. It's only 16 seconds long. I want you to hear this. This is how He didn't start the speech this way, but this was in the beginning of the speech.
The trappings of a state of siege trap us in a state of fear. Trapped in a state of fear, ill-equipped to deal with the patriot games, the mind games, the war games of an unelected president and his undisclosed vice president.
Yeah, which kind of sets the tone, right? Remember, we seem to lose sight of that. We have an unelected administration. The entire executive branch of government is there illegally. It's there illegally. Now, from that speech, Kucinich gets into how Bush and his cabinet have acted without consent of Congress or the American citizenry. This is my favorite kind of rhetoric, okay? You may have some, and if you do, we certainly invite you to share it with us. Dennis Kucinich.
We did not authorize the invasion of Iraq. We did not authorize the invasion of Iran. We did not authorize the invasion of North Korea. We did not authorize bombing civilians in Afghanistan. We did not authorize permanent detainees in Guantanamo Bay. We did not authorize the withdrawal from the Geneva Convention. We did not authorize military tribunals suspending due process and habeas corpus. We did not authorize assassination squads. We did not authorize the resurrection of COINTELPRO. We did not authorize the repeal of the Bill of Rights. We did not authorize the revocation of the Constitution. We did not authorize national identity cards. We did not authorize the eye of Big Brother to peer from cameras throughout our cities. We did not authorize an eye for an eye, nor did we ask the blood of innocent people who perished on September 11th be avenged with the blood of innocent villagers in Afghanistan. We did not authorize this administration to wage war anytime, anywhere, anyhow it pleases. We did not authorize war without end.
Terry McAuliffe, Al Fromm, and Bruce Reed, who are founders, chief executive officers of a Democratic Leadership Council. Of course, Terry McAuliffe is with the Democratic National Committee, but the same things, same thing. There was a commentary by Al Fromm and Bruce Reed, the founder and CEO of the Democratic Leadership Conference, in the LA Times today. And it says, these days Democrats act as if they're so far gone they've forgotten where they're from. Every weekend, yet another special interest group hosts a candidate forum to pressure the presidential candidates into praising its agenda. Some of the candidates seem intent on running applause meter campaigns, measuring success by how many times they tell the party faithful what they want to hear. There's one big problem with this strategy. Most of those party activists the candidates are trying so hard to please are wildly out of touch, not only with middle America, but with the Democratic rank and file. The great myth of the campaign is the misguided notion that the hopes and dreams of party activists and single-issue groups represent the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. They don't. Here's Dennis Kucinich. Again.
Let us pray for our children. Our children deserve a world without end, not a war without end. Our children deserve a world free of the terror of hunger, free of the terror of poor health care, free of the terror of homelessness, free of the terror of ignorance, free of the terror of hopelessness, free of the terror of policies which are committed to a worldview which is not appropriate for the survival of democratic values, not appropriate for the survival of a free people, not appropriate for the survival of a nation, not appropriate for the survival of the world.
Now, according to Al Fromm and Bruce Reed of the Democratic Leadership Council, this is nonsense. They write in today's LA Times, the fact is, the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, as former Vermont Governor Howard Dean likes to call it, is an aberration. A modern-day version of the old McGovern wing of the party, defined principally by weakness abroad and elitist interest group liberalism at home. That wing lost the party 49 states in 2 elections and turned a powerful national organization into a much weaker regional one. You know what these guys are talking about, what they're writing about, right? They don't like the fact that Howard Dean has raised more money than the candidates at the DLC or the DNC backs. They don't like the idea that Dennis Kucinich can get out there and talk to people and make them cheer and stand in their seats and ask for more. They don't like Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich. They go on in their editorial today, their op-ed piece. The great democratic tradition is not one of ambivalence and disengagement abroad and reflexive outrage at home. The tradition of Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, and Clinton is built on hope, not fear. Those presidents defined the Democratic Party's mission not simply by what we're against, but by what we're for. Well, here's Dennis Kucinich again. I think he's pretty clear about being for.
Let us pray for our country. Let us love our country. Let us defend our country, not only from the threats without, but from the threats within.
Yeah, okay. Now back to Al Fromm and Bruce Reed of the Democratic Leadership Council, writing in today's LA Times. Ironically, they write, party activists, that's the code phrase for Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean, party activists are out of line, not only with their party's historic tradition, but with their fellow Democrats. In 1996, a survey by the Washington Post compared the views of delegates to the Democratic Convention with those of ordinary registered Democratic voters. They might as well have come from different parties on every single social and economic issue. The views of the registered Democrats were closer to those of all registered voters than to those of Democratic delegates. So what are you saying, boys? Are you saying that people who are active in the Democratic Party are not really Democrats? That's what they're saying. They go on. Almost two-thirds of Democratic delegates wanted to cut defense spending. Most registered Democrats did not. A majority of Democratic delegates opposed a five-year time limit for welfare benefits. Two-thirds of registered Democrats supported it. Democratic delegates were split on the death penalty. Registered Democrats favored it by a margin of more than 2-1. These weren't delegates to the Green Party convention. They were delegates committed to reelecting Bill Clinton, who had sided with rank-and-file Democrats on each of those issues. Clinton understood what some now seem to forget. Real Democrats aren't ideologues. They don't vote to make a statement. They vote hoping to get things done. They want social progress, but they're not on a social crusade. Most Democrats don't think they know better than everyone else. They are everyone else. At its best, the Democratic Party has called America to a higher purpose. FDR saved the world from fascism and saved capitalism from itself. Roosevelt and Truman helped build the largest middle class in history with the GI Bill. JFK got America moving again with challenges, not promises. Clinton expanded opportunity and demanded responsibility in return. Fortunately, there's still time for the presidential candidates to build on those great traditions. 6 months from now, real voters, not just activists, will start voting in real primaries. They won't be looking for applause lines and promises. They'll be looking for what Bill Clinton pledged in 1992, real answers to the problems of real people. We won't win back the White House by promising to put our special interests first, as this president has promised his, or by telling some people in our party everything they want to hear instead of challenging all Americans to do more and giving them the chance to do better. Once again, it's time for the party that built the middle class to step forward as its champion.
Crown thy good, not with weapons of mass destruction, not with invocations of an axis of evil, not through breaking international treaties, not through establishing America as king of a unipolar world, but of looking at America as a nation among nations and viewing the world as an interconnected whole. Crown thy good, America. Crown thy good with sisterhood and brotherhood, and crown thy good with compassion and restraint and forbearance and a commitment to peace and democracy here at home and in the world, and a commitment to economic democracy here at home and throughout the world. Crown thy good, America. Crown thy good, America. Crown thy good. Thank you.
He sounds like an activist. Those are just applause lines. And he began that prayer for America by saying, I offer these brief remarks today as a prayer for our country with love of democracy as a celebration of our country. with love for our country, with hope for our country, with a belief that the light of freedom cannot be extinguished as long as it is inside of us, with a belief that freedom rings resoundingly in a democracy each time we speak freely, with the understanding that freedom stirs the human heart and fear stills it, with the belief that a free people cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. But Al Fromm says those are applause lines.
But still to me, gets in, that's how the light gets in.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Sherwood Baylert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours. Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress, or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden, no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator, who just retired, opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour, and yes, we do have some Howard Dean coming up right after the break at the bottom of the hour. I've got one more here from Kucinich. You know why I'm doing Kucinich and Howard Dean. Of course you do. First of all, I think they both have something important to say to us Americans, but also because in the L.A. Times today, Al Fromm and Bruce Reed, who are respectively the founder and CEO of the Democratic Leadership Council and the president of that organization, had the absolute gall to say that activists, Democratic Party activists, are out of step. In other words, they're saying, don't be Democrats. Be what we have molded this party into. Be what we have decided Democrats should be. Actually, you are to be Republicrats or Democrat or Republican light. We were so successful in 2000 and 2002, we just know we're going to succeed in 2004. This is what we want you to be. Sometimes I think these guys are really plants from the Republican Party. But to hell with that. To hell with that. Here's one more. From Kucinich, he was the point of what he's saying here was had to do with the Shays Meehan bill to for campaign finance reform. But I want you to hear this last one from Kucinich, and after the break we're going to have some from Howard Dean too.
It is time for this Congress to rescue and secure democracy from the soft money slavery of special interests and the clutches of the best government money can buy. We must stand here on the highest hill in the land and tell corporate interests, which give hundreds of millions in soft money contributions, to hold this government hostage. Let my people go. Finance and credit card companies gave $9 million in corporate campaign cash, and ordinary people ended up with higher rates of foreclosure. Let my people go. Banking and security interests give $87 million for banking deregulation, which undermines consumers' economic interests. Let my people go. Corporate campaign cash buys higher electric rates. Let my people go. Corporate campaign cash buys the higher cost of prescription drugs. Let my people go. Corporate campaign cash bought Fast Track, which cost Americans millions of jobs. Let my people go. Corporate campaign cash wants to buy the privatization of Social Security. Let my people go. Freedom is on the line today. Free this Congress. Free this system. Free democracy from the yoke of corporate control. Let my people go. Pass the Shays Meehan substitute.
Yeah, Kucinich is just a Democratic Party activist. And according to the president of the DLC and the CEO of the DLC, activists are out of step. Dr. John is calling from Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Dr. John.
Hey, Mike. Boy, I tell you what, they've got a saying in the theater, you'd never follow a dog act or a kid act because you're just going to suck by comparison. Well, and that's exactly the way I feel right now.
Well, yeah, I know. Kucinich is pretty good.
He is good.
Right.
He is the only guy out there, I think, that knows how to make a speech.
Well, Dean's no slouch.
Yeah, no, he's not. I agree. But right. I do like the way that the man talks. I really
indeed.
Do.
Indeed.
And as far as those guys from the DLC, just tell them to get the hell out. I mean, for
well, friends. Well, what we're doing is letting Kucinich and Howard Dean tell them to take a long walk on a short pier.
Yeah.
It just so thoroughly pisses me off that these people write for the LA Times that activists are out of step.
Yeah.
Real Democrats are enablers for something evil and awful, I guess, when the truth is they are the ones who have brought us where we're at right now. Dr. John, let me put you on hold. I'll come back. I know you got a poem, and we'll do it as soon as we come back after this break. All right? We have one open line here, 800-TALK-YES. Do join us. I'm Mike Malloy.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Well, I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The United States has something few other countries enjoy, an abundance of public lands open to everyone. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. One of America's greatest assets is its public lands, according to Michael Dombeck, chief of the U.S. Forest Service during the Clinton administration.
Other nations and other cultures have their icons, the things that they admire. Egypt has its pyramids, and we have our wildlands in the United States as a memorial to the pioneers. This is what shaped the character of the American people, the Davy Crockett's, the Sacagaweas, the Daniel Boones, the Chief Josephs, and this wild land is what it was once like, and I would hope that we have the will to save some of it so our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren can see what this great continent was like.
Dombeck has co-authored a new book, From Conquest to Conservation. It traces the history and the challenges facing America's 500 million acres of national forests, parks, wildlife refuges, and other public lands. Dombeck says more people than ever are visiting parks and forests.
Recreation has been the fastest growing use of public lands really since World War II, and if we think about what's happened to private lands, it helps explain it. We see no trespassing signs posting private lands more and more and more. Therefore, those of us that like to hunt, fish, to hike, canoe, bike, bird watch, you use public land, and one of the beauties of public land is you don't have to worry about no trespassing signs, and 99% of it is free.
Dombeck worries that we're spoiled, that we take the public lands for granted. He says we need to remind ourselves of the value of this legacy and to protect these treasures for future generations. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. If you're just joining us, like folks listening in Santa Fe on KTRC, if you just in case you haven't noticed, we're doing our own little patriotic concert on the program tonight. It is Independence Day Eve, and frankly, I am sick and tired of being told by neoconservatives that liberal is a nasty word, and that liberals belong in the "I hate America" crowd. You know, I hate to even comment on it because it's just right wing babbling. But I'm proud to be a liberal, and I'll be damned if I'll let some flying monkey brand me as unpatriotic. And I'm sure you feel the same way. So all the bumper music tonight is kind of focused on that particular theme. And also, when the program closes tonight, we'll have about a three-minute sing-along. You may want to stick around for that, okay? Now, back to Dr. John, who has called in from Springfield, Missouri. Thanks for holding on, Dr. John.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Mike, I bet you Kathy played that just for me, too.
She did.
She knows how much I love it.
She did, indeed.
Yeah, well, at any rate. Listen, quickly, I had a... since you had invited, a reading or whatever tonight, I happen to think of one that seems really appropriate for the 4th of July of all times for today, by Ambrose Bierce.
All right.
I stood upon a hill, and lo, the godly multitudes walked to and fro beneath in Sabbath garments, fitly clad, with pious mien appropriately sad. And while I sat gazing thoughtfully below, there appeared a tall, spare figure in a robe of white, whose eyes diffused a melancholy light. God keep you, stranger, I exclaimed. You are no doubt your habit shows it from afar, and yet I entertain the hope that you, like these good people, are a Christian, too. Well, he looked at me with a look so stern, and made me with a thousand blushes burn. What, he replied, his manner with disdain was spiced, I a Christian? No, indeed. I'm Christ.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love that. He gets very, Ambrose Bierce sometimes gets very close to Mark Twain in Mark Twain's disdain for professional Christians. You know?
Yes, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And I think I'll go outside. With a 7-iron, I could probably put a golf ball through Ashcroft's picture window from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, he has a home out there?
Yeah. It's not very far from me at all.
That's right, Missouri. It's our listeners in New Mexico who have to deal with, is it Rumsfeld that has a...
Yeah. Jim Turr has to, Buddy has to deal with...
Jim deals with him, and you deal with Ashcroft. Go ahead. Seven iron this time of night would be good.
Jim and I cry on each other's shoulder a lot.
I bet you do.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Happy 4th.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Dr. John. Howard Dean. Now, granted, this was his official announcement of his candidacy, but this was, when was this? Monday 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah, Monday 2 weeks ago. This is our nation in crisis. Listen to Howard Dean.
Every American president must and will take up arms in the defense of our nation. It is a solemn oath that cannot and that will not.
Okay, we've got the wrong one there. We want to go with this one.
I don't know what to do. This is 101 to me.
Okay, well, we'll have to come back to it then. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's start with that one, and we'll see what happens. Let's start again. Howard Dean.
Every American president must and will take up arms in the defense of our nation. It is a solemn oath that cannot and that will not be compromised. But there is a fundamental difference between the defense of our nation and the doctrine of preemptive war espoused by this administration.
Okay. Now, that was on Bush's backward doctrine of preemptive war. Howard Dean continues.
Every American president must and will...
No, not that one again. We just did that one.
Our nation is in crisis. At home, the crisis manifests itself in the president's destruction of the idea of community. The president pushes forward an agenda and policies which divide us. He advocates economic policies which beggar the middle class and raise property taxes so that income taxes may be cut for those who ran Enron. He divides us by race by using the word quota, which appeals to the worst in us by instilling the fear that people of color might take our jobs or places in the university's best... in the nation's best universities, even the most conservative Supreme Court since the Dred Scott decision did not completely agree with this president's attack on diversity and the community values that we hold so dear that include every single American.
Now, this, as is Dennis Kucinich, you see, what you're hearing is what Al Fromm, and the president of the Democratic Leadership Conference brands as activists, party activists. They are not the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. No, indeed. Howard Dean again.
Since the time of Thomas Paine and John Adams, our founders have implored that we were not to be the new Rome. We are not to conquer and suppress other nations to submit to our will. We are to inspire them. The idea of America using its power solely for its own ends is not consistent with the idealistic moral force that this world has known for over two centuries. We must rejoin the world community.
We must rejoin the world community. But Al Fromm and Bruce Reed, the founder and the president of the DLC, write in the LA Times today, these days Democrats act as if they're so far gone they've forgotten where they're from. Nice opening sentence, huh? Howard Dean again.
This administration has shown disdain for allies, treaties, and international organizations alike. And in doing so, they would throw aside our nation's role as the inspirational leader of the world, the beacon of hope and justice in the interests of humankind. They would present our face to the world as a dominant power, prepared to push aside any nation with which we disagree. Our foreign and military policies must be about America leading the world, not America against the world.
But Al Fromm and Bruce Reed from the Democratic Leadership Council wrote in the LA Times today, quote, "The fact is, the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, as former Vermont Governor Howard Dean likes to call it, is an aberration. A modern-day version of the old McGovern wing of the party, defined principally by weakness abroad and elitist interest group liberalism at home." Now, this could have been written by Tom DeLay, couldn't it? Huh? Howard Dean, trying to explain why so many Americans feel hopeless and have stopped voting.
When confronted with the president's ideologues, too many Americans have stopped participating, stopped voting, stopped believing that they can change America. And we in politics have not given people a reason to vote or a reason to participate. We have slavishly spewed sound bites copying each other while saying little. We raise millions of dollars and each year make lofty promises while every year the struggle of ordinary Americans increases and fewer Americans vote. And our politicians, many of them good people, have been paralyzed by their fear of losing office.
Could that possibly be the reason that Al Fromm and Bruce Reed wrote their commentary at the LA Times today, for the LA Times today, referring deliberately and specifically to Howard Dean by linking him in three sentences to the McGovern wing of the Democratic Party? And then they say that wing lost the party 49 states in two elections and turned a powerful national organization into a much weaker regional one. That's what Al Fromm and Bruce Reed write in today's LA Times. What they are saying to Democrats like Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean, how dare you? How dare you stand up and stand out for Democratic Party principles? Real Democrat, how dare you? Haven't you gotten the word? The Democratic Party doesn't exist anymore. The Democratic Leadership Conference does. Okay, Democratic Leadership Council. But to refer to Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich as the McGovern branch of the Democratic Party when in fact McGovern himself was the heart and the soul of the Democratic Party in his time 30 years ago. Last one from Howard Dean. His parting rallying cry for the 2004 election.
You have the power to rid Washington of the politics of money. You have the power to make right just as important as might. You have the power to give America a reason to vote again. You have the power to restore our nation to fiscal sanity and bring jobs back to our people. You have the power
to fulfill Harry Truman's pledge of health care for all Americans. You have the power to give us foreign policy consistent with American values again. You have the power to take back the Democratic Party. You have the power to take our country back. And you have the power to take the White House back in 2004. And that is exactly what we're going to be doing. You have that power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power to take this country back. You have the power. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to take our country back. Thank you very much. You have the power. Thank you very much.
And in listening to that, you can understand why Al Fromm and Bruce Reed of the Democratic Leadership Council wet their pants. Absolutely peed all over themselves. Dear God! Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, of course, in their piece today for the LA Times, they don't even mention Kucinich. Well, what the hell? Kucinich didn't win the money-raising sweepstakes for this last quarter. Howard Dean did, so go after Dean. Had Kucinich won, his name would be in this commentary in today's LA Times. How dare these people? How dare these Democratic Leadership Council? Look, they're certainly entitled to their position. If they want to be Republican light or Republicrats or Democons or, break the word into as many pieces as you like, fine, go ahead. This is America. You're entitled to form any kind of a political party you want to form. But to bust real Democrats because they are standing there being real Democrats for the first time in what, 30 years? That's the part that is not forgivable. Al Fromm, Terry McAuliffe, Bruce Reed, you folks want to be some third party? Go ahead. Go ahead. But Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean, at least by God in their rhetoric, are talking Democratic Party principles, values, core issues. But the headline in the LA Times piece by Reed and Fromm today says, activists are out of step. Wow. Joe is calling from Marietta, Georgia. Joe, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Welcome aboard.
First of all, I had a little 4th of July quote for you.
Okay.
It's from George Washington.
All right.
I hope to ever see America among the foremost nations of justice and liberality.
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 That's how he said it?
That's exactly how I have it right here.
Huh. Well, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Washington and Jefferson and Franklin used liberal all over their writings.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
Well, anyway, this DLC thing. DLC is trying to tell us, this activist wing, like who are supposed to be the real Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as the Republicans trying to tell us who are supposed to be the real Americans.
Right, exactly.
And it's this rhetoric of homogeny that we all just have to fall into line and just be this homogenous Democratic Party, which is why, well, myself and a lot of other people just broke off into the Greens.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what's great is about Kucinich and Dean, they're actually bringing people like all of us disaffected ones back into politics and actually excited again.
Well, I, just purely from a theatrical standpoint, and politics is theater to a great degree. Just from a theatrical standpoint, who among the ranks of Democrats who have captured even part of the national spotlight in the past 20, 25 years has been able to move an audience with their rhetoric the way Dean does, the way Kucinich does.
What got me, because I was actually thinking, oh, should we go after Nader again this year? And then I saw them all over in Washington on C-SPAN, and I saw Dean get up. And actually, personally, for me, it was a reach between Kucinich and Dean. And just Dean really got me for it. I actually went to the meetup for Dean last night in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, so many Greens showed up there.
Right.
In fact, the person who organized it was a Green. And a lot of Greens are actually going on board. In fact, I've made up some T-shirts called Greens for Dean.
Well, I would like to see the Greens and the Real Democratic Party reconnect.
I do, too.
Because the Greens were born not from the Republican Party. You know, the mother and father of the Green Party, in this country anyway, I believe this, is the Democratic Party.
And I see the Greens as say the way they are in Germany. I see them as right. more of the activist wing of the left, the Social Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how we should be. And what the DLC is doing, they're with the Republicans, they're basically fighting over the same basket of apples in the orchard while neglecting all the non-voters out there.
There you go. There you go. Joe, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you're going to call again.
Sure. Happy 4th.
All right, sir. Thank you. Back at you. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't. The cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, Bartkop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
So you want patriotic? We've got patriotic. We've got more patriotic in 5 minutes of this program than you'll hear in 6 weeks of the pig man or the pig boy, because here it's genuine. It's genuine from the music that we're playing. It's genuine from your comments. It's genuine from the readings that we're getting into tonight. And it's also genuine from people like Howard Dean, from people like Dennis Kucinich. John is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, John.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
Yeah, when do you come on here in KTRC? Do you happen to know that?
I have no idea. I guess we're on the last 2 hours of the program, which means we would come on at 8 o'clock your time and go until 10 o'clock your time.
Well, you're not here on a regular basis because, for example, yesterday at 8 o'clock it was Roy Masters. Other times it's a replay of Doug Steffen, and then, like, today you're on. Yesterday you were on at 8:30. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, so am I. I have no idea. I wish I could answer.
Is that a local issue, or is that...
Yes, it is a local issue. We feed the program from the broadcast center in Detroit to the stations that carry it every day, 5 days a week, at the same time.
Okay.
It's up to the stations to take it. So KTRC is making the adjustments, not us.
Talk to them, yes. Even over the phone, though, I did hear the same kind of confusion of the commercial that I'm hearing here. It's a great turnoff. You'll get like two commercials going at once.
Oh, I have.
That means it doesn't start with our station. I heard over the phone.
John, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just not in the technical part of it. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm not being very much help here.
I went to the Kucinich rally yesterday here in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I'm so pleased, and I want to just thank you for giving public support to Kucinich and to Dean. They definitely deserve it, and they need it at this point.
Yeah.
My personal impression is that Kucinich is really coming. You know, he walks his talk. He's coming. This is what he is saying. He believes and he endorses. And the disappointment I'm sure many people have is that, although I don't know why we tolerate it, is that, you know, politicians can say anything.
Hey, John, can I get you to hold a second?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. We've got to do a break here. We'll come back and finish up the call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
God bless America. My home.
Good.
Sweet.
Douglas.
listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A large area around LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York was evacuated after a suspicious device was found in a rental car. Eileen LaPalmer reports.
The entire bomb scare centers around a Dodge Caravan that should have been returned to the National Car Rental Agency across from LaGuardia Airport a week ago. Instead, it was abandoned several dozen blocks away. Police say workers from National went to recover it and called 911 when they saw a suspicious device on the car seat.
The bomb squad determined that it was a hoax-type device. What was found was flares with some sort of timing device attached to it.
At the height of the scare, several city blocks around the car agency were shut down, although air traffic was never stopped at LaGuardia. At LaGuardia Airport, Eileen LaPalmer, New York.
Lawyers for one of the D.C. area sniper suspects are going to court to try to delay the publishing of a book about last fall's shootings. John Muhammad's attorneys filed a motion in Greenbelt Federal Court today to postpone the publishing date of the book being written by former Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose. The book is due to hit store shelves October 15th. Muhammad's trial is set to begin October 14th. Muhammad's lawyers are asking a judge to order that the book not be released until their client's trial is over. Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo are charged with a series of sniper shootings that killed numerous people in the D.C. area last October.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Doctors at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville are prepared to operate on a four-month-old baby who's suffering from a potentially fatal birth defect. Hospital spokeswoman Carol Hauser-Bartu says baby Ahmad Mohammed suffers from a birth defect related to spina bifida.
It's called a myelomeningocele. It looks like a very large balloon on the back of the baby's lower back. Inside this balloon is the baby's spinal cord.
If not treated soon, baby Ahmad is at a high risk for a fatal infection. He and his mother are due to arrive in Nashville late tonight. Doctors will then examine the baby and determine if immediate surgery is necessary. Treatment for this condition is usually rendered at birth, but in this case, the war made that impossible. Norfolk-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says animal shelters nationwide report an increased number of lost pets after July 4th fireworks displays. They say many of the animals panicked and jumped over fences, broke chains, or even surged through plate glass windows to get away from fireworks sounds that frightened them. PETA says many animals are reunited with their owners, but others are never found. Some even suffer serious injury or death in their escape efforts.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! you know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The possible sightings of great white sharks off a popular Los Angeles beach has officials telling residents it's nothing to worry about. Captain Garth Canning of the L.A. County Fire Department's Lifeguard Division says there's always been sharks off the region's coast. He also stated there has never been a shark attack in Los Angeles County. The sharks were said to have been spotted by swimmers about 150 yards off Will Rogers State Beach. Canning said that even if they are great whites, they're only about 5 feet long and feed on small fish, not people. He went on to say that more people are killed in the U.S. every year by vending machines than by sharks. Stocks ended a short week on a negative note. Profit warnings and a surge in the unemployment rate pushed blue chips lower on this shortened trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points to finish at 90.70. The NASDAQ was down 15 points to 16.63. And the S&P 500 lost 8 points to end the week at 9.85. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Anti-lock brakes, seat belts, and airbags. All ounces of prevention safety that equip today's cars. But when we come back, I'll tell you where there's a pound of cure, just in case you need it.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Today's technology-equipped cars are designed to prevent accidents. But when they happen, it's technology again, this time to the rescue. 1,000 cars in upstate New York are testing automated collision notification. This system uses in-vehicle sensors to detect a crash and then employs a satellite and cellular phone system to relate the severity and location of the accident directly to 911. After receiving this information, the operator then opens a voice line and dispatches emergency assistance. Wow, that sounds like 2 pounds of cure to me. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Independence Day Eve, that's where we are tonight. That's the purpose for the music and some of the quotes, some of the stuff that we're doing tonight. We're talking about real patriotism. We're not talking about the cheesy, cheap, immoral, unethical, lying, sneaking, flag waving Republican nonsense that is as similar to real patriotism as their Christian faith is similar to the teachings of Christ. In other words, no connection whatsoever between what Republicans call patriotism and what you and I call patriotism. So that's what we're doing tonight, okay? And we're right in the middle of a conversation with John in Santa Fe. John, thanks for holding on.
Sure. Yeah, I endorse everything you're saying there, and thanks for playing a bit of Leonard Cohen there, too.
Hey, one of my favorite singer-songwriters.
Exactly.
His song
Democracy is great.
That's a good song, yeah.
I just wondered what your impression is of Kucinich versus Dean. My impression is that Kucinich is really, I could trust him, what he's saying, that if, for instance, he would have to make a compromise if he were elected, he would be a straight shooter. He would tell us why. Whereas most politicians just go ahead and make the compromise and then say something, you know, that's politically correct or that's just PR and BS. My feeling, I'm a little suspicious about Dean. In that sense, what do you think?
Well, I don't think I share the suspicion. A dean is not as liberal as we define liberalism as Kucinich. They're very close, but there are several issues. Some really strong Democrats have pointed out that Dean was in favor of NAFTA. Dean was in favor of the World Trade Organization. Dean has about 100% rating from the NRA in his home state. Dean has been labeled by environmentalists as not being as environmentally pure as he'd like to paint himself. But he's been honest about it all. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's not if he has a certain stand on a certain issue, I guess it's just like I was taught when I was a kid growing up, and I tried to teach my children growing up, and I expect it from my politicians. I expect it from my leaders, whether they're religious leaders, political leaders, social leaders. Tell me the damn truth. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me something, and then I find out that you're being a hypocrite. Right. You know, don't lie to me. There's enough lying out there. But politicians, especially here in the past 50 years, where our very survival depends on political truth. We're not talking about, you know, when the planet had 2 billion people or 1.5 billion people and resources of enormous reserves had not even been tapped, when the population was such that it was manageable, when the air was still breathable, when the grass was greener, as Pink Floyd has a whole cut on this, the grass was greener then, the air was purer then. We're not there anymore. We're here. We're here with 6.5-7 billion people. We are here now. So don't lie to me if you're a politician, because my survival, the survival of all of us, depends on political truth, among other things, but political truth especially.
So you're saying both are speaking their truth, but slightly different in flavor.
I think so. I think Dean is, I honestly believe that Dean is more conservative, small c, than Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
Kucinich was a staunch opponent of abortion, of a woman's right to make a decision like that on her own, with a man to help get her pregnant, her doctor, and her concept of morality.
Mm-hmm.
He has now changed that position. Not his position, but his political position. I have no problem with that. First of all, I don't think that issue should be in the political realm anyway, any more than I feel religion should be in the political realm.
Right.
So, a lot of people look at Dennis as saying, well, you know, he kind of flip-flopped on that issue, didn't he? I think he made it clear that where it concerns the law of the land, the rule of law, he will do nothing to prevent or interfere with this idea of abortion. So where it concerns that particular issue, I think Kucinich has cleared the air. Where Howard Dean is concerned about certain issues, I think he's not tried, as far as I can see, he's not tried to hide his feelings or obfuscate or say, well, I believe this, and then he goes and does that. I think he's been straight ahead. And until I find out differently, you know, I kind of trust. You know what I'm saying? I will trust, and let's see what happens. Or like Bush said, Bush said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, don't get fooled again. Or whatever the hell he
said. Both of them are a far cry from a Leibowitz. One or the other, either one is far superior. I know. That's why it's so important, I think, at this stage, to really support. To me, Kucinich first, and then if they're out of the running, then we'll see what we have to deal with next.
Yeah, I don't believe at this point that real Democrats should be busting up on any of these candidates, with the possible exception of Lieberman. I don't think, and maybe Gephardt. I don't think we should be busting. Let's see what happens. Support the candidate that you choose. Support that candidate with money, with ringing doorbells, with stuffing envelopes, if that sort of thing, with working on the internet. You know, whatever. I've said this the other night. Going back to Reagan's 11th commandment for Republicans, not to speak ill of any other Republican. At this point in the process, I really think that we ought to just support our candidate, maybe have one or two in reserve in case our guy doesn't make it, and see how this thing shakes out. Yeah. But I strongly, I personally, and I've said, I'm not hiding it, I strongly support Kucinich. I have a lot of strong feelings about Howard Dean, too. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Right. Kucinich yesterday pointed out that now is the time to begin educating ourselves and getting people who have that kind of expertise around voting machines, because we may be dealing with
I hear that.
A roadblock, you know, something that could be a an ace that they could pull at the last second.
Yeah, bring back the paper ballot. Thanks, John.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, I do have time for this. I've just got a couple more. And then back to your calls. Kucinich, one more time here, or two more times. These are very quick. I love listening to him to talk. Kucinich may turn out to be totally incapable of running the country. Who knows? But by God, he can use rhetorical flourishes to an extent that I've not heard from a politician greater than Kennedy, greater than who else? Clinton. Clinton was all right with his command of his presence. But Kucinich, dear God, Dean is good too. But here's Kucinich on what the U.S. used to stand for before it became oil-obsessed.
The quest for universal principles of justice, of human rights, of civil rights, of opportunity, of a meaningful future is what caused millions, millions to see America as the light of nations. These universal principles are the stars by which those who came to our shores sailed. These are the stars that can guide us past the shoals of arms dealers and oil interests who today would crash our ship of state upon the rocks of war.
Yeah. That sounds like a Leonard Cohen song, too, doesn't it, Kathy? Here he is again, poet, philosopher, congressman. This is from last October. This is the last one we're going to play. This is on our loss of civil liberties and Dennis Kucinich's hope for the future.
Every time a civil liberty is rolled back or undermined in America, a little bit of our free nation dies. Each government report, which drums terror and fear, weakens our nation. I tell you that there is another America out there, and it is ready to be called forward. It is the America of our dreams. It is the America of the flag full of stars. It is the America which is in our hearts. And we can make it the heart of the world.
Well, you get a big amen from me, Congressman. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Nadine is calling from Honolulu. Hey, Nadine.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing? I'm doing fine.
I hope I can follow up that Kucinich speech.
It's difficult.
Well, actually, it's not, with the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect of the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
Right.
And people really should take heed of this declaration this 4th of July.
I think so. I wish it were required reading. When I was a kid in what they now call middle school and even into high school, it was required reading, to read the preamble, to read the Constitution, not all the whereases and wherefores, not the kind of clunky English, but to be familiar with the Declaration of Independence, with the preamble to the Constitution, to understand that this country was born out of revolution and that that revolution was a result of at least the white people in this country demanding independence and freedom and liberty. The irony, of course, is massive that the same white people demanding liberty were willing to keep black people in slavery. So the irony was just almost excruciating. As you know, when you look back, I remember when I was a kid, you know, in fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. And my black classmates would sit there as the teacher explained what the revolutionaries were talking about when they were talking about liberty and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, it was awkward. It was embarrassing, even back then, to understand that these black children, their ancestors who might have been on this soil back in the 1750s and 60s and 70s, were not included. We're simply not included. Weren't even considered to be full human beings. So there's an awkward irony to this whole thing that is sometimes hard to deal with, and let's not even talk about the Native Americans. So it is difficult, but we have to understand the principles laid down as these people sought liberty. We can only hope that those principles that they talked about all 2 centuries ago will someday percolate through the whole society. Nadine, thanks a lot for checking in.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your call. You have a nice 4th of July.
You too.
All right, take care.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found 2 trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
if they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Administration wants that president to have the power to launch this nation into war without provocation and without clear evidence of an imminent attack on the United States. And we're going to be foolish enough to give it to him.
Senator Byrd, of course. Okay, earlier in the program, I said if you've got a patriotic quote or something you want to send it in, or call up and share it. So let me do a couple of quick ones here from our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, sent in a couple. Voltaire, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. and Martin Luther King Jr., this is one of his quotes. Man was born into barbarism when killing his fellow man was a normal condition of existence. He became endowed with a conscience, and he has now reached the day when violence toward another human being must become as abhorrent as eating another's flesh. Somebody ought to hand that to Bush, huh? Joe in Marietta sent these. James Baldwin, quote, I love America more than any other country in this world, and exactly for this reason I insist on the right to criticize her perpetually. There's nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured with what is right in America. That was Clinton. Our assistant military attaché Mark out in Iowa found this one at the Calhoun County, Iowa courthouse, and it's attributed to Abe Lincoln. Let us have faith that right is might, and in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty. Then Mark adds, I found it rather odd that a Republican, quote, would give heart to a Democrat, but then that Republican was an American first. Yeah, for sure. Billy Shears from Stephen Stills, Find the Cost of Freedom, this. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay your body down. Jerry in Kentucky sent this in. This is my favorite patriotic quote. It's from Lincoln. I'll do the very best I know how. The very best I can, and I mean to keep doing so until the end. If the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. If the end brings me out wrong, 10 angels swearing I was right would make no difference. Somebody ought to hand that one to Bush, too. Bill in Kentucky sent in this poem. And Bill, I don't know if R.B. wrote this or if you did. Welcome, friend, to the shadow world. We shall pierce the veil together. To discover and learn the hidden truths that power once concealed, to gain knowledge, to acquire understanding, to protect our freedom, to make this world a better place. For those who come after in a world of shadows, let us together shine the light. And Richard sent this in. It's a quote, Tom Joad from The Grapes of Wrath. I'll be all around in the dark. I'll be everywhere. Wherever you can look, wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there. I'll be there in the way guys yell when they're mad. I'll be there in the way kids laugh when they're hungry and they know supper's ready. And when people are eating the stuff they raise and living in the houses they built, I'll be there too. All right. Chris, our Abiquiu, New Mexico bureau chief and once and future talk show host, checking in. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mike, how about patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel?
Right. Well, there's that one, too. but we know what kind of patriotism the person was referring to. Hey, can I get you to hold?
By all means.
Okay, we'll come right back. Quick break here. We shall return. Stay with us. Oops. I think I just cut Chris off, as I often do. Chris, call back, will you?
With his name unknown, freedom's child was played to rest, singing freedom's song. At the breaking of the dawn, he is born again. Just another missing link in an endless chain. Filling up the empty space left by one.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Striking employees of New Jersey's Oyster Creek Power Plant have blown the whistle on what they say are serious safety problems at the nuclear facility. This week, Local 1289 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers released internal documents detailing problems in the plant's radiation detection systems, along with its fire protection systems and its radioactive waste unit. Plant managers have downplayed the significance of the memos, questioning instead the timing of the union's release of the documents. But workers say such safety concerns are one of the primary reasons for their walkout, which has now entered its sixth week.
A wildcat strike of prison cooks at a medium security correctional facility in Colorado has led to a lockdown in part of the prison. The cooks, who are inmates themselves, notified prison guards at the Sterling Correctional Facility on Tuesday that they wouldn't be serving meals in protest of a cut in their wages, which went into effect with the start of the new fiscal year on Wednesday. Inmate workers used to receive up to $2 a day for their labor. They will now make 60 cents. The guards are trying to pin down the strike organizers who, if caught, could be placed in segregated cells or transferred to a maximum security prison as punishment.
A massive strike of more than 1 million government employees brought life as usual in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu to a screeching halt this week with no end in sight. Unions representing public workers in the southern Indian province called the walkouts after government ministers unexpectedly slashed pensions and other employee benefits. Government officials say a budget crisis necessitated the cuts. They've invoked India's Essential Services Maintenance Act, which allows the government to arrest, imprison, fine, and fire striking public employees. Already more than 100 strike leaders have been rounded up.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Look, if you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued.
Two of them. I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
That's Kevin's good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Grace, how
Our duty is not to rubber stamp the language of the President's resolution, but to honor the text of the Constitution.
It's about 27 before the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. We're talking with Chris in Abiquiu, New Mexico. Chris, thanks for holding on.
Hey, no problem. The word is getting out, Mike. You know, the other day I was sitting in a bar, and I'd had a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I proclaimed loudly to everyone within hearing distance, George W. Bush is an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And this big fella at the end of the bar turned to me and said, I resent that. And I said, why, are you a Bush supporter? And he said, no, I'm an a-hole. So, you know, the word is getting out.
Right.
Dean Kucinich, Dean, look, I like everything that Dennis Kucinich is saying. By the same token, I liked everything Ralph Nader was saying in 2000.
Right.
People make a lot of the fact that Howard Dean is pro-death penalty,
mm-hmm.
pro-NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
So was Al Gore, and he won the last election.
That's
so
right.
What the hell?
That's
you know?
Right. So was Bill Clinton.
Fact of the matter is, and I hate to say it again, and it's not seminal with me, but look, I'm going to vote for whatever Democrat gets the nomination. I mean, even if it is Lieberman, it'd be kind of like the feeling you get when you have a booger on your finger, you know. But beyond that, I'm going to do it because we're in dire straits.
I hear you.
When it comes down to it, and how many more people are going to be out of work before everyone wakes up?
How many more people are going to die in Afghanistan and Iraq and some of these stands in Central Asia that we are very quietly sending our troops to and supporting some of the most incredible dictators, you know, people in Turkmenistan and Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan who would make Stalin look like, you know, Uncle Joe.
Absolutely. And the first crop of Afghani opium, heroin, is going to start flooding our streets, they figure, in about the next month. And thank you, George. What you said, man. You have a good day.
All right. You take care, too. Thanks, Chris. The thing that really is really irritating, especially irritating to me, about the piece in the L.A. Times from the Democratic Leadership Conference is that they zero in on Howard Dean. Now, Howard Dean's positions on damn near every issue is pretty much, if not exactly like Bill Clinton's, they are fairly close. And now that's one of the reasons why Kucinich supporters are Kucinich supporters and not Dean supporters, because Kucinich presents himself as a true Democrat. He is against NAFTA. He is, you know, he's for the American worker. Howard Dean is a proponent of NAFTA. But the point here I'm trying to make is this. The reason the Democratic Leadership Conference has gone after Howard Dean is not because he represents the McGovern wing of the Democratic Party. That is nonsense. But because Howard Dean is kicking the asses of those Democrats that the Democratic Leadership Conference, hence the Democratic National Committee, want to see as a candidate. That would be either Gephardt, Lieberman, or Kerry. How dare Howard Dean be able to raise funds, be able to inspire people, be able to get support, be able to win an online poll where 300,000 people vote? How dare he do that, you see? Because he has not been anointed by the Democratic leadership, the Democratic Party leadership, even though Howard Dean in so many areas is as conservative, no offense here to anybody, because I'm talking small c, is as conservative as a Bill Clinton, as an Al Gore. And let's keep in mind that Bill Clinton and Al Gore won the last three presidential elections in this country. You want to talk mainstream? Mainstream Democratic Party values? The op-ed piece in the LA Times today from the Democratic Leadership Council would have us believe that Howard Dean does not represent mainstream Democratic, the card-carrying Democratic voters' values. Back squeeze. Of course he does. Now, does he represent the core issues of the Democratic Party? I happen to disagree with that. I happen to think that Dennis Kucinich does. But by God, Howard Dean, it does not represent the liberal or the McGovern wing of anything. So that's why they attack him, because Howard Dean had the absolute temerity to show that he can inspire people to a far greater degree than Kerry, Lieberman, Gephardt, Edwards, Sharpton, Mosley Braun, or Graham, or Kucinich. Let's not forget, Congressman Kucinich came in second in that online primary. But if he's your candidate, for Christ's sake, support him. If Howard Dean is your candidate, support him. If Kucinich is your candidate, support him. Don't let these zombies, these bloodsuckers, these eaters of the dead at the Democratic Leadership Council dictate who's a Democrat and who isn't. God, that irritated me when I read that today. Oh. Okay, calm down. Let's talk with Todd, our commercial jetliner pilot. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, Mike? Settle down now.
I'm trying to.
No, you are right on the money, pal, and it's exactly why I called. And I'm so glad you've mentioned this a couple times this week. I spend a little time over Democratic Underground every now and then, and there's all kinds of candidate bashing threads going on over there. You got to get behind your guy and support him to the best of your ability and push it all the way to the primary. That's what this process is all about.
That's what it should be. I do not understand us Democrats beating each other up because unless it's Lieberman. No, I keep saying that.
I agree with even
Lieberman supporters, you know, God bless them. Let them go. Work for your candidate. I don't understand. I've got threads at my website doing the same thing where people are just kicking each other's asses and they're all Democrats. And yep. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't either. And like I said, you've hit it right on the money. Get behind your person, support them. You know, it's interesting what's going on in this primary campaign, with the DLC and Kucinich and Dean and so forth, because I think one thing that everybody has vastly underestimated and completely ignored is the fact that particularly Governor Dean, particularly Dennis Kucinich, they have tapped into this vein out here in America that has been untapped for years and years and years.
That's
right.
There
are a lot of people in our country that are so dissatisfied and so disillusioned with the process, and these two men have just mined that vein, for lack of a better way to say it.
Sure.
And I ran a meetup out here last night in Santa Fe, and we had quadruple the turnout that we had a month ago. It is working. People are coming out. People are getting involved. People are getting interested. People are getting motivated. And people are listening to the message, whether it be Dennis Kucinich's message, which he says a lot of really good stuff, or Governor Dean's message, and he says a lot of good stuff.
Right.
But the point of this is people are getting off the sofa, they're turning off the TV, and they're coming out, and they're getting involved in the process. And I think this scares people at the DLC to death.
I think it does, too. I think it almost scares them more than it scares Republicans. I think Republicans have their heads so far up their rear ends. I don't think anybody in that inner circle believes that Bush is going to be defeated. And I think at this point now, I think he will be.
I have no doubt he's going to be defeated.
But I think that the Democratic Leadership Council types, the Terry McAuliffes and the Al Frams, I think they are more afraid of these Dean meetups and the Kucinich rallies because they can't control it. They are not controlling it. The DLC
exactly.
is not the ones doing this. This is a grassroots, from the ground up movement on the part of both of these guys. And when you have something like that, it's damn near unstoppable. And political operatives know that. They
yes.
understand it.
Yes, and it gets more powerful every day. Every day this thing rolls and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're absolutely right. It's a matter of control. And the lack of control scares these guys. And I think they're going to be handed their heads in 2004. Bush will be defeated. You know, Bush's remarks yesterday were the most appalling, reckless, outrageous remarks ever to come out of a president's
mouth. Unbelievable stuff.
I called both my senators, my congresspeople, I called the White House, and I would urge everybody listening to this to do the same thing. And I asked them one thing. I said, what do you tell the families
yeah.
next week, next month, next year, whose sons or daughter come home in a black body bag.
That's right.
What do you tell them? It's the 4th of July, you know? What do you tell these families when we have a president who is so reckless and so callous to say, bring it on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost inconceivable that the man is stupid enough to say something like that.
I know.
And he's going to get people killed.
It gets worse and worse every day. Every day when you think, well, he couldn't say anything more egregious, more destructive, more damaging than what he said yesterday or last week. And then he says something like he said yesterday, and it's just, it's astonishing.
I don't think it was a slip of the tongue. I think this man's mind is so twisted.
I think so.
That he doesn't realize what he says. I mean, obviously he got off script, and I'm sure his handlers just completely fell down when he did this. But, you know, this is what's going on in the man's mind. He thinks this is some kind of football game or baseball game or, mm-hmm. or something like that. These people are in a war zone. They're in a very, very dangerous area.
Well,
the conditions right now are appalling over there.
And having never served in the military, and George Bush never did serve in the military, screw the Texas Air National Guard, that was not the military. Having never served in the military, he does not, and certainly not in a combat situation, he has not the slightest hint of an echo of an idea of what he's saying regarding our soldiers, our mostly young men, some young women who are there, I hate this term, in harm's way, can be shot, can be blown up, can be RPG'd, can be fragged, can be blown into a million pieces, and this son of a bitch sits back here and says, bring it on.
Yep.
If he wants to say bring it on, fine. Then I said this the other night. Put him in the best gear we've got. Arm him the best we can. And put his ass on the street in Fallujah or Baghdad. And then let him stand there. And give him a patrol. Give him a platoon. And then let him stand there and say, bring it on.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
Not in this lifetime.
Not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to just wish you guys a happy 4th. And I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks when I get back.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, Mike.
Take care, Todd. Appreciate your call. What happened to Tracy? Oh, my God, Tracy. I'm sorry. Tracy had been holding on forever, and I was coming. I was going to come to Tracy's. Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy. Oh, God. Tracy in Baltimore, right? Silver Springs, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, Tracy. I'm just screwing up royally tonight. Bill is calling from Lexington. Bill, thanks for that poem.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is that your writing or RB's?
RB.
RB Ham. RB Ham, one of our Canadian dudes. That was a good poem.
Oh, good. I mean,
excellent.
There's some excellent websites. Man, I peruse the websites. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I got this one. From a website called TVNewsLies.org.
TVNewsLies.org. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, here it is. It's appropriate for July 4th.
Okay.
Real Americans tell the truth. Real Americans treat the world with respect. Real Americans value the Constitution. Real Americans value human rights. Real Americans value the environment. Real Americans believe in equality. Real Americans fight for veterans' benefits. Real Americans fight for peace, not for war. Real Americans want to be respected, not feared. Real Americans want to lead by example, not by gunpoint. I am a real American. I am a patriot. An informed American is a responsible American. Stay informed, be a responsible American. That's it.
That's it. Well, I certainly agree with everything that you just read.
Yeah, and that came from that website.
What is it again?
TV News Lies, all one word.
Yeah, TV News Lies.
.org.
Okay, we'll check it out. We'll check it out, Bill.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Happy 4th.
Have a nice 4th.
Thank you, sir.
Good weekend and a safe one.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Back at you. All right. We're just, we're running out of time here. Nancy is calling from Tennessee. Hey, Nance.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I always wait too late to call in.
That's okay.
Anyway, my gift to you is I'm not going to sing. Yeah, this, I tell you what, I'm just so disgusted with all of this, this barroom rhetoric.
That's what it is.
This old West rhetoric. I mean, the man is just a moron, and it's getting more embarrassing by the day.
It is.
And I can't imagine what the parents of any of these young people over there thought about that. I mean, I know what I would have, what I do think about it. You know, it's the most irresponsible thing I think probably any president ever has said.
It's right up there in the top three or four.
You know, and but, you know, God tells him what to do. It tells him
well,
what to
true.
Say. It
that's
tells
true.
Him who to kill. So,
that's
you know.
True. Yeah, I guess we have to cut him a little slack there.
Yeah. Well, and I wanted to bring up the point about this DLC.
Yeah.
You know, the DLC has pretty much done to our Democratic Party what the religious right did to the Republicans. They just kind of co-opted and took over and demand this obedience, and Republicans being the sheep that they are.
They went along with it.
You know.
But we're not going to do
it. And now they're just gone.
We're not going to do it.
They're there. You know, they're at that really rabid, hysterical place.
That's right. That's it. That's it.
And I don't believe that the DLC has got to be a little nervous because you know what?
What?
We are like herding a bunch of cats, and we are not going to be pulled into that quagmire.
I hear that. Hey, Nancy, there's the music.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. You have a nice fourth. All right. Same to you. All right. Quick break here. When we come back, we'll have about a minute, and then we're going to have a sing-along. So get in tune. You're going to love it.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. The answer is bring them on.
The program was engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us, thanks to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, for our website, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And I don't need to tell you this. Peace is patriotic, truth seekers. I just want to say have a safe 4th of July weekend. It's a long weekend, so have a good time. We will be back Monday. Rebroadcast of something, one of our shows tomorrow. All right, it's sing-along time. And if you'd like to join in, join in. I hope you do. We're going to. I'm going to turn off the mic and do it. Take care.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius.